Did you happen to catch that article in the New York Times over the weekend, front page, about how we're all kind of living in an Alice in Wonderland world, things getting bigger but also shrinking? A box of cereal gets an inch taller but has less cereal. There's less toilet paper on a roll while the price goes up. It's shrinkflation, and the article profiled the man who's possibly the world's leading authority, Edgar Dworsky, a former Boston TV consumer reporter who sat alongside then-local TV anchor Bill O'Reilly, who tells the Times that Edgar was one of the most sincere broadcasters he'd ever met. Huh, the Times doesn't quote me, who was often sitting on the other side of Edgar, and I would say the same thing. Edgar Dworsky is founder and editor of the websites mouseprint.org and Consumer World. He is one of the most sincere people you'll ever meet. He joins us now. Get ready to take notes. Hi, Edgar.
Hi, Robin. It's so nice to be with you again.
I know. And we should say you also worked in market research in the Massachusetts Office of Consumer Affairs and the Attorney General's Office. But this is now your passion. You're a man on the hunt for shrunken items. Why?
Well, it's a way to cheat consumers. If you think about it, a manufacturer has three options when he's facing increased costs and wants to pass them on to the consumer. He can raise the price directly, but he knows that's going to annoy a lot of people and maybe he'll lose customers and they'll go to a competitor. He can reformulate the product using cheaper ingredients. I call that skimpflation. Or he can give you a little bit less in every package. That's kind of a sneaky way to pass on a price increase. And as someone who spent 45 years in consumer protection, we don't like sneaky.
Okay, you don't. And so tell us how what you do now works. I mean, someone might send you a tip, for instance. By the way, why is it called mouseprint.org, that website?
Well, that mouseprint is where I write original stories. It's about the fine print in advertising. And you know, you always see the big headlines, but then in the little tiny print on the TV screen or on a package or in an ad, you have to be practically the size of a mouse. Only a mouse could be able to read it. Okay. That's why it's called mouse print.
Okay, well, someone sends you a tip, gets a tip to you. And you'd gotten one, for instance, about cough syrup. So what did the sleuth who sent this to you think they'd found? And then how do you hunt it down?
Well, the sleuth sent me pictures of Kroger cough syrup and showed the old box and the new box. And lo and behold, they changed the dosing instructions. So on the new box, the line apparently on the little cup that you'd pour the syrup in was twice as high as the old one.
Aha!
Put another way, they put in half the active ingredient in the bottle, so you have to take twice as much.
Aha.
But that's Kroger. Kroger isn't all over the country. So I went out to see if I could find some national store brand. So I went out looking for CVS or Walgreens to see if they were doing it too.
I mean, do you literally rifle through the shelves and like hold up products and try to see what? What were you looking for?
I'm sure it's really annoying to retailers to have me come in the store because you have to dig in the back. If you're trying to find the old item, you have to move all the new stock that's in the front and try to get that little bottle in the back. So I was there along with the New York Times reporter trying to get to the back of the cough syrup section. Ultimately, I was able to only find the new product there and had to go online and look for pictures, stock pictures, if you will, of the old product. And I will do a side-by-side comparison showing the old ingredient label and the new ingredient label and the fact that there's half the medicine in the new one.
Yeah, so this is a lot of work on your part, a detective kind of work. Give us a list of some of the products and how they've been shrunk over the years. What are you seeing?
Well, the classic example recently of skimpflation, that's when they reformulate the product using cheaper ingredients, is Smart Balance margarine. It's a buttery type spread. It's a premium product. It's about $5 for a tub that's only 15 ounces. The original one was 64% vegetable oil, and you would expect a margarine to be, you know, mostly oil. The new one that came out, package looks virtually identical, is 39% oil. They literally watered down the product, making water the first ingredient, 40% less oil in the product. Well, I went on the website of Smart Balance, which is a Conagra brand. There are over 1,900 one-star reviews out of only maybe 2,000 or so total reviews. People noticed. Think about it. You spread margarine on bread. What do you taste? The bread doesn't have an awful lot of taste, so you taste the margarine. People said it didn't have any flavor. It tasted terrible. They complained bitterly.
Yeah.
Shockingly, Conagra listened, said, well, the reason we did it, we wanted to make it more spreadable. Yeah, give me a break. If you add water to margarine, of course it's going to be spreadable. They were trying to improve their bottom line, is my sense. But they said, beginning of the year, they're going to bring back the old formula. So consumers can have a voice and can make change, even a huge company like Conagra.
Well, can they find these things, though? I mean, outside of, again, we'll post your websites at hereandnow.org. You've got a newsletter. They can keep up to it on that. But two questions. First of all, is this worth really the effort on the part of the consumers to hold things up and say, is this got less product, more product, a bigger cereal box, less cereal? The yogurt cups seem to be getting squatter and whiter, or, you know, that kind of thing. Is it truly financially worth it? And if so, what can they look for?
Well, if you think about it, if a product like Pete's Coffee just went from 12 ounces in a bag to 10 and a half, that's a 12.5% decrease. You might think twice if your favorite coffee went up 12%. Gee, do I want to stick with that brand or not? And if every product you buy, and I'm not suggesting that every single one is, but many are doing it, are in essence giving you a price increase, you should be aware of it. So you can make an affirmative decision. Do I want to continue buying that product? Do I want to go to a competitor or maybe just find some type of substitute?
Yeah.
What can a consumer do about it? Well, you have to become what I call it net weight conscious, net count conscious. That means look at the stuff you buy all the time. When you're down to your last part of the package, note what the net weight is. When you go to the store, double check that you're getting the same amount. How else can you tell that you're basically getting this backdoor price increase unless you pay attention to that type of thing?
Quick question. Is there anything illegal about what manufacturers are doing? And do you have any sympathy for some of them who are facing inflation and so they're shrinkflationing?
I think consumers would say they hate to be tricked. They would much rather see a direct price increase. To answer the first part of the question, no, it's not illegal. Believe it or not, in Brazil, they have a law that requires that the package say what the old size was, if it's changed, what the new size is, and what the percentage difference is. Hmm. Of course, you know, manufacturers love to boast 20% more when they have a bonus pack. We're never going to see that starburst on the item that says, look, 20% less.
We got a minute left, Edgar. This means so much to you. I mean, this is such a devoted thing. I understand when you were a little kid, you used to play with a cardboard supermarket. But, you know, again, why?
It just kind of fascinated me. You know, the candy bar I had as a kid was a Mounds bar, 2 ounces. Then all of a sudden it was less. And I remember Mr. Whipple came out with Charmin in the 1960s, 650 sheets on a roll. Today's Charmin mega rolls are 242 sheets by comparison. It's just taking advantage of the consumer. And I don't like to see it. That's why I've really spent the last 45 years protecting consumers.
And that's why John Oliver says of you, I love everything about that guy. That's consumer advocate and shrinkflation investigator Edgar Dvorsky. We'll link you to all his websites and newsletters and all of that at hereandnow.org. Send in clues. And by the way, donations. Edgar, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.